So what made you decide to come to the United States?
The reason for that is I was in love with a girl which was really our neighbor's daughter.
In your hometown?
In my hometown, all right. And we dated right after the war started. Matter of fact, before we married, 7 years passed by. And she had relatives in the United States, and an uncle of her and her children had visited Germany in 1939. But the parents of these children were not American citizens. They knew the war was starting, tried to get back to the U.S. in July of 1939 and couldn't get any bookings on any ship at that time. The kids born in the United States were, of course, American citizens, and their daughter wanted to go back to the United States and work here. She had relatives here, and she was still underage, about 18, I think, at that time, and her parents wanted my future wife to go along, and my future wife applied in 1946 for an immigration visa, and it took 5 years before her quota number was called up at that time. It's quite different then. Now you know where you can just cross the border and you're in. 5 years it took. So in 1951, 2 years before I graduated from the University of Hamburg, she went to the United States and worked in New York. Came back in 1953 after I finished, and we got married, and then we had discussed it earlier. I had also applied for a visa to the United States, which was a rather simple thing for me, because at that time the Curran-McWalter Act had been passed, okay, which allowed immediate entry to the United States for natural scientists. Jack knows about mm-hmm. that, okay. And there was really a flood of people coming from Europe over to here. And I was one of them. I applied for a visa, and about a week later I had it, okay. And my idea was to get some experience here and go back to Germany. And we came to the United States in November of 1953. And I found a job as a chemist in a food and drug research laboratory in New York City. We settled in New York City.
Private.